From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Tuesday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Sky Commentary, interesting, when they talk about the reducing profits, you just think, you know, this is forever, isn't it? I mean, look at the players arriving on the doorstep each and every day these days.
Yeah, tough for them, isn't it? And very topical conversation at the moment. You know, how do we view our entertainment? Mike, the thing I want to know is, how do people have so much time to watch all this streaming? Well, who is it? Is it sitting around all day?
It's idiots like me. It's idiots like me, and I strongly suspect like you, who go and get the streaming services, then consider the never use them. Exactly. So they're collecting the money no one's watching.
Yeah, well, we've talked about Disney Plus. They've got over 10 million subscribers there now. Netflix, you know, masses of new expensive content. 6 new Christmas movies, Mike, and 2 Christmas cooking competition specials. Oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. But here in Godzone, this is playing out in sport, and we've just finished the World Cup, and you've got the sport content battle raging now between Sky Sport and Spark Sport and Sky, but it's coming at a cost here. Sky TV released in a statement to NZX, a guidance for their 2020 profit. So that their revenue 3-6% lower, which doesn't seem like a lot. But if you look at the actual profit, if you look at the earnings level, it's projected to take quite a big hit. So 26% down, and that's on what we call, that's on adjusted earnings of 170 to 190 million. I mean, 2020 revenue still 750 to 770 million, but it's when you get down to that earnings level. And so what's happening here is you've got this increase in costs, and the extent of the increase in costs, I think, has surprised the market. And remember, Sky TV has relatively fixed costs, and that's not a great place to be when you've got declining revenue and you're having to invest or having to pay a lot of money to retain the important content and be competitive. It's also what it says, reshaping its organization and rebranding. I mean, you've got to love some of the stuff they're doing. You talked about the Sky Sport Next initiative, and that's a great idea. But share price did take a hit yesterday, down 6 cents, so that's 6.32%, close to the levels we saw back in October. So you're right, though, it's the end game here that we're focusing on. What is the end game for them? You know, do they actually make a profit in the end that's acceptable?
All right, what's your call on dairy tomorrow?
Look at global dairy trade. Yeah, we've sort of quite a lot going on this week, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. Global dairy trade auction tomorrow. Futures prices indicating a further small lift in prices. Could see butter better supported, say that quickly. 6.7% lift in skim milk powder and 3.7% lift in the index at the last auction. So we want to see whether that positive price trend continues. Look, there's some commentary floating around out there at the moment, Mike, that there might be some upside to the farm gate milk price. So we'll talk all about that tomorrow morning. Later in the week, we got the release of the Federal Reserve Committee meeting minutes from the last meeting. Now, Mike, there's going to be a little bit more focus on these this time around. That's released Wednesday US time, because investors have got to get a better sense of the appetite of the Federal Reserve for additional interest rate cuts, and that's important because Jerome Powell has been sending some signals. He said the threshold will be higher. He reiterated that message in testimony to the US Senate last week. So we'll look forward to seeing those minutes. Mike.
Powell and Trump met overnight.
They did. That would have been frosty, expected.
Wouldn't it just? Hey, by the way, have you seen it?
The new Ford Mustang SUV?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, baby. I haven't pulled the trigger on yet, Mike, but you know, it's enticing me.
Here's the thing, $44,000 US. It's a Tesla killer. This is the one they've been fearing. And once Ford in America get into the EVs, they're off and running.
Well, this is what I've been waiting for, mate, because I wanted one of those Teslas, but just couldn't handle the price.
$44,000 American. Anyway, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 28,012, up 7. The S&P 500, 3,120, that's virtually unchanged. And the NASDAQ, 8,538, down small. So not much change in the US markets. FTSE 100, 7,304, up 2. The Nikkei, 23,416, up 113. Shanghai Composite, 2,909, up 18. The ASX 200, they lost 27 points yesterday, 0.4%, closing at 6,766. NZX 50, we lost 22 points, 0.2%, 10,873. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6407, 0.9395 Aussie, 0.5780 euro, 0.4941 pounds, 69.58 yen gold, $1,471.59. Brent crude lost a dollar overnight, $62.13.
Love your work. See you for Wednesday. Andrew Keller here on the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.